Hey y'all, welcome back.
Yo, it's Mark.
And this is Robbie.
And we're off label. Whoop whoop. Pull over that ass too.
Anyways, y'all. We're gonna start off with the bullshit, because that's what it seems like y'all like to hear us talk about. What was that, Mark? See, y'all, he not focused. And now I gotta...
Alright, I'm back.
You back?
I'm back.
You ready?
I'm back. I'm ready.
Okay, so we're gonna jump right into it. This week's hot topic is Kevin Hart.
Short as Kevin. Nigga, what you was over there doing?
Okay, so what happened was, he just came out and... on social media, apologizing to his wife and kids. He didn't really say specifically for what, but he was just like, I put myself in a situation to be, extorted, whatever?
Extorted for some money or whatever, because I felt like he was put in a compromising situation.
Correct. And he was just like, I'm taking responsibility. It shouldn't have went that far. And, you know, but nobody is going to get financial gain off me, so I'm putting it out there. But he still ain't going into detail.
Right, as to what you did. But at the end of the day,
we can only assume.
And I'm assuming that you was probably fucking some little white girl.
Oh.
And you know.
Why she gotta be white?
Because I feel like it's
a Because when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So he was probably, you know, doing whatever with some chick. And then she was like, yo, give me some money. Or else.
Well, yeah, that's the story on TMZ. They're saying that some woman, it's a video on him and her. It's a sexually suggestive video.
Right.
And no, you don't see them in the act, but you can only assume that it's about to go there. So then I seen a picture of them laid up in bed and right. He's like laughing and he's touching on a girl's leg.
Well, and my thing is, to me, I think your wife is pretty.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. And I don't understand the reason why you would even do that.
Well, you a man, you know men don't always cheat because of...
Right. They cheat because they can.
Yeah,
you know
it ain't
what I'm
about,
Right. You're right.
The next person look better. No.
It's right. Just... I definitely understand. So, with that being said, you know, I just feel like at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? All men cheat.
And they say you lose them how you got them. And the current wife was the side chick when he
was
previously
married.
That's why
I stay saying these side chicks be winning. Because, bitch, how the fuck you take that man from that woman?
Okay, and then you thought he wasn't going to do the same thing to you.
And that's what I always try to tell people, like, first of all, bitch, your pussy ain't that damn golden. You know what I'm saying? Your shit ain't, like, that much precious to the point where, okay, so now he left his wife for you, and then you think that he ain't going to do the same shit to you. The shit just don't make no sense, and that just goes for everybody that cheat. That dick ain't all that for me. That's to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, cut it out.
I was just a little surprised because, you know, they flaunt that relationship so much.
Right.
And he's like, she's my rib. And he make it seem like they just so in love. And he's learned from past mistakes. And he'll never repeat them again. And then you came and you repeated the same mistake.
Right.
So, what the
fuck? I mean, I guess.
That's why people shouldn't be on these social sites flaunting their love.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to just show your day-to-day life. But to really be trying to just. Every other post, oh, I love this person just so much and all of that shit. Come on now.
Right.
Because then you set yourself up for failure.
Because low key, when the shit do go bad and you ain't posting those little love you things no more and you're not posting pictures. No, we start knowing. Okay?
Not wondering, knowing.
We start knowing that something's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Because
that's
usually
true.
With these relationships,
you
they
just gotta be low key.
Right. With this relationship, they post like all day, every day online. And then once you stop seeing them post, you be like, oh, okay, they ain't together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of them did something. You know what I'm saying? Who did what, we don't know, but something happened. You know what I'm saying? So
I think it saves you the embarrassment when you don't flaunt it.
Right,
like that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because that is embarrassing.
Because if you're not flaunting it and then something go down, you ain't going to feel as shitty.
Right.
It's just like, y'all didn't know what we was going through, whether we was happy or sad regardless, because we don't really put our business out.
And that's
out
why people usually be like, you know, don't even, you know how people are like, oh, I envy what they got or whatever.
Yeah.
Or damn, like, they happy or whatever. Well, mm-hmm. sometimes they're not really even happy. You know what I'm saying? So just be happy with what you got.
Don't be happy with what you got if it's some bullshit.
Right.
Speaking of, have you seen, like, recent videos and photos of Cardi B and Offset?
No, not at all.
It's just the cutest thing ever. Like, and they not doing that shit where it's just flaunting anyways. It's just like them living every day to their life.
Right. Again, Cardi B is genuine. I don't think she's one of those bitches that's going to be like, oh, well, you know what? I made it to the point where, okay, now I'm going to start changing my life and I'm going to start speaking different. I'm going to start doing stuff different, whatever. I feel like she will continue to remain the same. So I feel like with her relationship with Offset, I think it will just be a genuine situation just like her day-to-day life.
Yeah, they're super cute. I like to see two young people making it and just how doing them. Baby girl is like 25, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Making that money.
So they said this weekend she may hit number one on the billboards, which will be the first time in 20 years since Lauryn Hill for a female hip-hop artist to do it solo without any features.
Right.
So that's really big.
Right.
And then Janet Jackson at her concert did a whole routine to Bodak Yellow. Like, how epic is that?
Yep. You know, she's definitely she made it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so happy for her.
I am happy. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm really most happy about is the fact that she remains the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When she's doing interviews, she's still genuine. She's still the funniest. She's still, like, the funny girl. Mm-hmm. She's still, you know, cracking you up. And then don't push her because she will knock your ass out.
Period. She is not about being politically correct.
So, Nikki, watch the fuck out.
She said I ain't got no beef.
No, I'm just saying.
They asked him.
Well, I'm just saying because that's exactly what Nikki said about, you know, what Remy. And
no,
then all of
Cardi
a sudden,
said that.
Right, but what I'm saying is that's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Just relax. Let another girl get her shine and do what she got to do. You know what I'm saying? There's enough room for all y'all bitches to make money.
Period. Let me tell y'all what happened. So, I went to Fun Spot on Friday with my son. I took him and his friend there. And me, my mother, and my friend, we just walking, minding our business. And this dude, he like pushed in between us. So I'm instantly, excuse you, what the fuck kind of shit is that?
Right.
He, oh, I knew that'd catch your attention. I just had to do something to catch your attention.
To catch your attention?
Yeah, mine. Okay, whatever. But I said all that to say the approach that, because, y'all, he was not, like, that nigga looked bogus as hell. Like, he was short. He had a big ass head. He looked like an alcoholic or something. First off, sir, whatever. But it's just so funny, like, the different approach that.
Right.
Cute dude versus ugly dudes have.
So, like, what do you think a cute dude would do?
Cute dudes, they just, like, they really try to act so mellow when they trying to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every cute dude is almost like they try to do it on accident. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they'll crack a cute joke or, you know, say something funny or, like, it's just always super clever where they make it seem like they not trying to talk to you. Mm-hmm. But then you know they trying to talk
right.
to you. They don't be so obvious with it, and they don't do no ignorant shit.
So you say it's the ugly ones that be like, yo, what's your name?
Exactly. It be the ugly ones that be so extra confident, so extra talkative. And he's just like, oh, why? What is up with that, Mark?
I mean, I don't know, because I don't approach people. And, you know, in our community, I don't know how, I mean. It just don't work that way.
It don't work that way with the gay men.
Nah. Because, you know, my thing is you don't know if they're going to be gay or not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
If you go to a gay club, then that would be a little different situation. But, like, most of the times you can't be in the stores or whatever, be like, yo, what's up? You know, try to speak gay because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though now, you know, gay is the new black, but still.
What's going on Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Y'all know we had to talk about some of the trash TV. So everybody is coming for Masika.
I just feel like
I got every reason to feel like I'm that bitch.
I would feel like that if I was her. I don't understand why that other girl stay coming for
Alexis,
her. Right, coming
girl,
for
girl, that's your ex.
Right, for coming for somebody that don't is that you're not even with. Like you are in a full fledged other relationship.
She's like, it really hurt me, and I just want her to know. Why would you ever want another woman to know she hurt you?
Right, like you weak, dumb bitch. I can't stand booty looking hoes.
Oh God, just attention.
Right,
and Masika is just like,
I'm not gonna give you part of my TV time.
I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, they're saying like, you know, she's a punk bitch for just kind of like walking away.
Oh, Masika.
Right.
No, Masika beat her up in real life.
Right,
so
right.
She don't have to be on TV.
Wasn't it Moniece that beat her up in real life?
I thought it was both of them.
Oh, I don't know.
I know it was
definitely Moniece who ragtagged that ass, but.
What about the gay dude Z? Is that his name?
Zell,
like, you came on this show being BFFs with Masika, and then you turned against her.
I don't think he's against her. I think because
no,
of
he
that,
made a whole diss song against her. Him and Alexis.
I mean, gay dudes are known to be messy as fuck, so I don't put nothing past this one.
Oh, you messy?
But what I'm not one of those. But what I don't understand about Zell is okay, because you. I don't know if you might agree with me or not, but I just feel like his fashion is late. Like,
it's not late. I love his
style. For him to be whatever he wants to so self-proclaimed, if that's what you want to call it, you know, a stylist and whatever, nigga, your styles ain't shit. Like, you look dumb as fuck. It's not cute at all. And then on top of that, for you to have a platform. So, you know what I'm saying? For you to be a gay male, bisexual, whatever the fuck you are, you know what I'm saying? For you to have this platform, for you to continue, like, to be in, like, to express the messy gay side of the gay culture. It's just like, nigga, like.
I mean, but that's a real side.
Right.
Like, it's people there, really
there,
like
but,
that.
But then again, there's another side to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just the messy shit.
You can turn and watch What Happens Live and watch Andy, okay? He show you the classy side.
Some of the shit with that, like, what you mad for, like, you jumping, and, like, every single time he tried to attack dude, the big dude or whatever, every time he tried to attack him, you never got to him. You was always falling on the floor. You was always doing all. Yeah, like, you never attacked the dude at all. Like, you was always falling on the floor. The security guards didn't even have to get you because you was always tripping on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
How are you trying to fight somebody and you falling?
Falling every single
really
time.
Falling?
He was falling? He fell every single time.
Do you think
time.
He was falling on purpose?
No, it was just because, you know, maybe he was wearing New Balance and lost his shit. You know what I'm saying?
That would be my clumsy ass. I stay falling.
Because I just don't understand that shit, because that shit was irritating my fucking soul.
You know what? Truth is, when, like, I watch Love & Hip Hop Hollywood if, like, I'm just scrolling through the channels, but it's nothing that I have to keep up with, because I just feel like the storylines are fake and late, and it's just...
The bad one is, like, Tierra Marie. Like, they're really making this girl... look like an alcoholic.
She tried it and they tried it.
And
why
I'm just
would you
like,
agree to
why
this?
Would you? But then again, this could be a really good come up for her. This could potentially, if she uses this really well, this could potentially become like, okay, that was my story. Here I am. And here, reinventing, you know.
How are you? You used to be a recording artist. You had a few popular hits. And you still ain't came back. Well, a person like Cardi B just literally used the platform.
I mean, at the end of the day,
to come up.
Michelle
used the platform to come up.
I think at the end of the day, everybody has their time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that
so
too.
When it's gonna be her time, it's gonna be her time. So, you know, let's just wait and see how she uses this platform and how she uses this to her advantage. And I'm pretty sure she can do it.
I don't know about that. Remember last season or the season before that, and she was singing, she sounded a mess, and I just could not believe.
Well, but the thing is, we know she has a good. We know she has a good voice, just like Whitney had a was the voice, and then she sounded bad as fuck. So
she did.
After the day,
and sometimes you can't come back from that. Ask Mariah. And you know I love me some Mariah, and I still go to a concert, but. You know, once that voice gone, once them that alcohol, I think it's more so alcohol.
Or it could be the coke, or it could be the weed, or it could be something.
I don't think damn Mariah doing none of that shit. She's just known to really enjoy drinking. So with that being said.
Well, whatever.
Don't serve my dust.
No, I don't really care too much for Mariah anyway. Like I was just saying. Like Mariah is, she has one of the greatest voices, but I don't give two fucks about the woman. So,
okay,
yeah.
On that note, let's talk about something a little bit more serious. That's been a trending topic on my Facebook page, and it's the young lady in Chicago, Kanika Martin, who passed away at a hotel, the Rosemont Hotel. No, not Rosemont, the Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont, Illinois. So the story goes, she's out partying with her friends at a hotel party, and they all went downstairs. I don't know what they were doing, but they were hanging out by the front desk. Her friends went back upstairs to get her car keys and her phone, and they left her downstairs by herself. When they came back downstairs, she was gone. And then she ended up being found in a freezer.
But then now there was videos that was showing her wandering. You know, she was drunk and she was like, and you could see that she was not coherent. She was stumbling over. So she, what it looks like, she walked herself into the freezer. And, you know, I'm not sure how the freezer closed behind her. But
or even if it was closed, we don't know if it was closed. It could have been open the whole time. Everybody is assuming that the freezer was closed. Who said that?
I think her mom was saying how did the freezer? I think it was her mom that was like.
But it don't matter. I mean that we really don't know if the freezer was closed.
I mean, what I can say is,
or if it's just a regular door, just in life in general, if you're walking through a door, doors closed behind you,
right?
Period. Some doors close behind you, some of them don't. Like, you don't necessarily have to pull a door closed for it to close.
Right. So, they're saying that it could be, a homicide. Like, the group of kids, maybe killed her or, But I don't think any of them had any type of malicious intent. Mm-hmm. I think it was definitely an accident and she, you know, walked herself to her own death.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my opinion on the situation. But, and I would have to say, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You know what I'm saying? When God is telling you, yo, I'm calling you and I need you up here, it's just your time to go. So, I mean, I can't, nobody can, you know, we can only speculate because we don't know. But my opinion, I feel like she walked herself to, and that's what happened to her.
So the initial video came out with just her and her friends hanging out. Well, her friends hanging out in a hotel room. One girl went on Facebook Live. And then she started playing music every time you hear people talking. And then at one point, somebody in the background trying to tell one of the other girls to look like she's having a good time. So somebody came up with a theory like, oh, they set her up. She was in the bathroom getting raped and killed and woo woo. So just looking off of that.
I don't think she was getting raped and killed at all.
Of course not. But just looking at the video and not really knowing the whole situation, I'm watching it live and I'm like, oh my God, it is a setup. Her friend's bogus as hell. They probably did get her killed. But then once I seen the video of her staggering through the hallways and literally walking in a kitchen.
I mean, my thing is, what would be their motives for to kill her? You know what I'm saying?
It was just some, the dudes pay her friends or somebody was trying to get somebody back. It was, I don't know. Something like that. But once I seen the videos of her staggering through the hallways and going through that kitchen, I'm like, oh shit, she probably did walk her ass in that freezer and passed out. Period.
She probably did.
And people was just like, that don't make sense. Why would she walk through a freezer?
She was walking through the entire hotel.
And I'm like, why are y'all acting like this shit is impossible? Like, we literally see her walking in the kitchen. So it ain't too far-fetched that she will take 5 more damn steps into the damn refrigerator
right.
or freezer, not even knowing that it's a freezer, because she out right. of her mind. She's just walking. And then eventually you just pass out. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, why are people acting like this don't make sense? It does make sense. And this is coming from a person. The only reason I'm going so hard on this about that theory being right is mm-hmm. because I've been passed out my fucking man plenty of times.
Right.
Where I wake up like, what the fuck am I? And my friends are like, yeah, you just passed out on the ground and we had to get you up. So with that being said, when you in that state of mind, you don't know what you doing. And if it's nobody there to pick you up and take you to a safe right. place, you about will pass out in a random spot, and you can fucking have a heart attack.
Right.
You can damn choke to death. Like, anything. You can freeze to death if you're in a freezer. Like, shit can happen if somebody don't remove you from that situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And people like, no, it just don't make no sense. How did she close the fucking,
the door.
The door. Who said the door was closed? That's number one. Who said the door was hard to open? Number two.
I just feel like, you know, as for a grieving parent, she wants answers.
Yeah.
And she's going to try to get any type of answers wherever she could.
Right.
But at the end of the day, eventually logic will start to set in and be like, okay, your daughter was drunk.
And it's
the video and the video.
And then people like, oh, that's not her on the video. Excuse me, her mother even said it. Agreed that was her.
But, okay, I saw a picture and they was like, okay, like, the girl on the left was skinnier than the girl on the right.
But the video add 10 pounds. But her own mother said that was her. Her
right.
mother never said, no, that's not her own video. So I'm sure her mother know how she walk, how she move. Her mother know that was her.
Right.
Because if it wasn't her, her mama would have said from the beginning, no, that's not my daughter on camera.
Right.
No, her mother said, yeah, that's her. But still, we don't see her walking into the freezer.
But we see her in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So now we got to see her walking into the freezer. Like, what if it ain't no, like, the hotel saying the camera about the freezer didn't work? The autopsy is inconclusive. It's not saying that she had any defensive wounds or anything like that. So until we get some more evidence from that, to me, what they saying happened makes sense.
Right.
Like, it for real makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then people going in on her friends, that's another thing. I'm like, they ain't got shit to do with that. They all was just as fucked up.
Right.
Period. They probably, when they went upstairs to get keys, she's probably standing there not looking fucked up. And they like, oh, we finna run right upstairs and we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that she all the way was fucked up.
And you know what?
And that shit happened all the time.
And what if she was trying to, go back up to the room? You know what I'm saying?
Cause yeah, she could have been looking for them
right, because
when
if,
she left.
Right, because if she was in the front and she was trying to, you know, she looked like she was going back into the hotel, so maybe she was trying to go back up to the room and made the wrong, but the wrong turn.
It could have been because she was out of her mind.
So.
And then people like, oh, and she going through this hallways and ain't nobody noticed. You motherfuckers must don't go to hotels.
Right, because not a lot of people.
Every time I go to a hotel,
there's somebody in the hallway.
Ever.
Right.
You never really see nobody in the hallway. You may meet somebody in the elevator.
Right.
But if you walk them hallways, there don't be nobody in those hallways.
Mm.
Then they like, oh, first the hotel said they didn't have no recordings. Woo-woo-woo. Okay, first off, it's a new shift by the time her mama come in, so she talking to a different person.
Right.
Of course, they going to give you the runaround because they don't think it's that serious. Even when her mother called the police station, the man steady telling her, just give it a minute. You know, she is an adult. She's 19. Like, maybe she went somewhere with
right.
her friends and you don't know, which is very possible because they don't just file missing person reports because people freak out all the time.
Right.
Your daughter could have, we know this ain't what happened, but shit like this happened all the time with
right.
people. Somebody reports somebody missing, but no, this person just literally went somewhere with a nigga and didn't want nobody to know and then showed up later. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've been in that situation where we didn't hear from this. We went out with this girl, and she ended up leaving us or whatever, and she was supposed to spend the night at my friend's house. We always spend the night there. So come, 2-3 in the morning, we hit her phone, where you at? She not answering. Then next thing you know, her phone go off. And then the next day, now it's 10, 7:10 in the morning. I don't know. It's the morning time. We don't hear from her. We steady in her phone. At 3 or 4 o'clock, we still ain't heard from her. So now we freaking out. And then next thing you know, her raggedy ass comes showing up talking about, oh, my phone was dead. I was getting some dick. Bitch, what? What? You know what I mean? So with that being said, from a police perspective, or even from the hotel perspective, they like, we not finna go into our vaults and pull out all these recordings when we don't even know for sure
right.
if this person is missing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's probably why they didn't really try to get a mother surveillance. You know what I mean? And plus, like, it's hours and hours of recording. Right. It's like a lot of shit they had to come up with. But at the end of the day, I still feel like they at fault because
who?
The hotel. That kitchen should have been closed. Ain't no way that somebody from the public should be able to get into nothing private within.
Well, maybe
hotel.
Now they might do access card keys.
Yeah, it needs to be something like that. If,
but I mean, at
if
the
it's
end
not
day,
in use,
like,
why
at
should
the
be
end
able to get in
of
here?
The day we can't fault them for that. Like that's not okay.
Why? Because if
this
these,
make,
if
it,
your
it
facility if
no
this
sense.
Was closed, my baby wouldn't have been able
right,
to walk in.
Right, but my
here.
Thing is like at the end of the day, your baby should have been drunk walking down, you know what I'm saying, these hallways like
she
that. Anyway.
Her man, she didn't know.
Right, and the door was open. Like this is our hotel, like, you know, we can't sit there and blame the hotel for having like stuff on like what if they have an indoor pool or whatever. So what you like nah. I don't agree
no,
with that.
The kitchen, I mean
I don't agree with that.
Really?
I don't. You can't. You can't do that. That's not
if
fair.
Y'all
that
have
is not fair.
A freezer that's not in use. Why would it be?
But
open?
Who know? You never know what. You know what I'm saying? It probably was open for a particular reason. You never know. That could be their procedure. Or you, again, you never know. You can't sit there and blame them for, like, you know, them doing what they have to do. Like, nah. Like, you know, I'm not trying to blame her for being drunk, but you can't blame the hotel people either.
Oh, somebody got on my Facebook and said that the mom is a bad mother because why would her daughter be out underage drinking? And I was like, in my head, like, really? No the hell you're not going to blame her mother. But what?
I'm not saying
that. You don't think that's fucked up?
I mean... Mm-mm. I mean, I don't know.
Who would do that? You know how fucking drunk and high I used to be at 19 and 18? And my mother had no fucking idea?
You see, I was a good 19 and 18.
Oh, I wasn't. Shit. I had a whole baby at 19. My mother did her job on what she needed to do. She got me into college. I had a job. Like, I wish somebody would say, oh, she didn't raise you right because you wouldn't have been doing that. What? That's insane. And you better not agree with that or we gonna fight.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't agree to it.
Oh, okay. Because you know
that's I just have no opinion on it.
You don't have no opinion. You don't think that's fucked up to blame her mother for her decisions to be drinking?
Well, she's a grown-ass woman, so I'm not gonna blame no adult decision on another adult.
Period.
It's just not gonna happen.
I don't even understand the fucking logic. Like, I'm like, what? I can see if this was like a child, like a 10, 12, 13-year-old, then it's like, what the fuck was your parents? And
right.
What are they teaching you? But a whole grown-ass adult, they like, well, she wasn't that grown. She was still living with her mama and driving her mother car. Well, so you telling me her mother know that she get fucked up and was like, sure, you can drive my car. No, she told her mother she was going to the movies. I mean, her mother on a recording was like, she don't even drink like that. She was telling the police.
Right.
Because her mother was repeating the story that the friend said. Because the friends was like, she got fucked up and shit like that.
Right, but my thing is, like, usually parents don't know, like, what your kids are really doing.
Yeah,
anyway.
And from what her mother believed, she don't drink like that. Her mama, like, she had one drink, she'll be fucked up. So I really don't even see her being fucked up. But they saying that she had liquor, weed, and pills.
Right.
And I've never taken a pill before, so I don't know. But somebody on my Facebook was saying when you take pills, you be so hot
right.
that you be looking for any and everywhere to cool
right.
off. So, I don't know. And then they also said you do just randomly pass out
right.
once it started. Once the pill start hitting your body.
Right.
I don't know. I just went through DARA in high school and in elementary school. And that's what all the other shit when they was talking about when they were showing us what happens when you get drunk and what happens when you smoke weed, that did not scare me. But when they started talking about what happened when you do ecstasy and pills, I was like, yeah, I probably never ever partake. And I'm gonna be 30 and never in my life pop not one pill or half a pill, none of that shit.
Right.
And I damn near want to stop drinking because liquor be getting you somewhere. You like, who is that person? I don't want to be that person.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Oh, yeah. But rest in peace to that girl. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Because, again, that could have been anybody.
Right.
And I hope her mom finds closure and peace. And I hope some way, somehow, they can just get a full picture of the night and every video that they want to just believe the real evidence and the real truth of what happened.
Correct.
All right. So, on that note, we are out of here. And,
yes.
Until next time. Welcome back, y'all.
Deuces.
Bye.